This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln.
We have to find a way to fund TOPS for grown folks.
Louisiana Community and Technical College System President Monty Sullivan says they now have responsibility for adult education in the state, a huge task.
We are a state of 4.6 million people. 2.3 million of those are working age adults. 600,000 of the 2.3 million lack a high school education. The poverty that we face, the incarceration rates that we face, the health issues that we face, they're all solved by a common thread: education, education, and education. The challenges that we face require comprehensive financial aid policy to focus the financial aid strategy toward that adult population.
Louisiana has invested heavily in TOPS, which goes to newly minted high school grads. Adults can't get it, though some, depending on their income, can qualify for federal Pell grants.
But remember, the federal Pell dollar is primarily going to pay for the cost of tuition and fees and books. How are you going to live? One of the biggest challenges for adults is letting go of the day-to-day jobs that they have in order to be able to take the time to go back to one of our institutions. It's the 27 and 28-year-old mother of two working a couple of jobs, trying to move from $8 an hour to $18 an hour.
But if she and others like her had more financial aid to go back to school and get specific training.
I want you to imagine a Louisiana with a college credential or an industry-based certification in every household. What does that look like? It's not so much about the piece of paper or diploma hanging on the wall. It's the other piece of paper. It's the W-2.
For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.